Thank you. Well, I want to talk this morning. You might have to fiddle around. My voice may change as you're listening to me because it doesn't sound like me at the moment. But we'll attempt to do that. So just be patient with us as we do that. I want to talk this morning about giving God permission, allowing God access into the areas of our heart that sometimes we want to keep safe and secure. Sometimes we don't want to open that door because it's painful, or it brings back memories that are unpleasant, or it's just an area of our life that we don't want to go to. And so we really are going to talk about that this morning, about how we allow God access into our heart. Okay, so here we go. So my heart is always to deliver something that is going to make a difference in the way you think, the way you understand the word, the way you allow God to minister into your hearts. That's my calling. It's to take hold of the word of God and make it easy for you to understand, and that's what I'm trying to do this morning. And I think for a moment, I just want us to be quiet before God. I spoke a few weeks ago about just giving God that moment where we adore who he is, that moment when we allow him to open our hearts up to his bigness and our smallness, his creativity, his gift to us of salvation. Let's just for a moment consider those things. It's a great thought that we have been reminded this morning that God knows us intimately and that God is interested in you. And sometimes that's quite a hard thing to understand. It's very simple to say that God is interested in you and he's interested in me. But the Bible tells us that. It tells us that he knows us from the day we're, but in fact, from before we're even conceived, before the foundation of the world, it says God knew all about us. He cares deeply about each of us here this morning. And one of the songs we sang, which just caught my attention, as sometimes they do, is it says, "Don't stop dancing and dreaming." Now, sometimes we get to an age where we can't dance. Now, I've never been able to dance anyway. But physically, sometimes we get to that age where we can't dance. But you know what? We can never stop dreaming. And I believe that sometimes in our ordinary lives, we can stop dreaming about the things that we want to come because we think that it's all behind us. But as believers, there is always dreaming. There is always somewhere to go. God is always wanting to do something with us that fulfills our dreams in him. And then we sang a line that says, "God remembers the child in me." Have you got a child living in you? I have. I get into trouble all the time at home. Now, Linda's not in this morning, so I've got a bit of freedom, haven't I? But she says, "When are you going to grow up? Why do you keep doing that?" I go, "Because it's me. It's because it's who I am. Because there's something in me that is childlike, that is very simple, that just wants to enjoy stuff." God remembers the child in us, and sometimes we forget the child in us as we mature. And some of the stuff about dreams and dancing is knocked out of us. And God wants us to be that child sometimes who dreams. If you think back to when you were a child and all the dreams you had, and it doesn't matter whether they've come to pass or not, whether you've played number 9 for United, Michael. Those dreams haven't been fulfilled yet. There's always a place at United for a forward, a number nine. But we dream all these things, don't we? And I did. I just had all these dreams about what I wanted to do. And some of those have been met, some of them haven't. But when we begin to dream in God, we get different dreams. We get dreams of being set free. We get dreams of God completing it. We get dreams about dealing with life. We get dreams about having enough of what it takes to get through every day. Those are the dreams that God wants to have. Our dependence on Him. He wants us to dream about that. That God gives us everything that we need. That we can keep on asking Him and He'll keep giving. Those are the dreams that we have in God. So the kingdom of God, I think, was it Sue said this morning, we want something of heaven, or was it Katie Ann? Something of heaven here. The kingdom of God lives in us. Okay, so if we are born again, we are not only living in the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God is living in us. The kingdom of God is here and now, and we must allow God to complete us from the inside. So our relationship with God isn't external. It's not just about theology. It's not just knowing about God, about all that He is, but it's about experiencing the kingdom of God, that is God working on the inside of who we are. And I suppose what I want to do this morning is encourage you to allow God to live in there and not out here. It's more than just coming to church. It's about being church. It's about being in that relationship with God where He's ministering into our lives and giving us what we need. I've just been reading through the book of James at the moment, and James describes the battle between our behaviour, our actions and our faith. It's quite an interesting book to read about how we demonstrate our faith, how faith works in our lives. But it says that we can so easily turn towards doing things that justify our faith, so we can be busy for God, doing the right things, when God wants to deal with us on the inside. And it's getting that balance right of the doing and the being, which is our heart, which is where God wants to live. So you can just think about your own life this morning, about what do you do? What do you do, what you would say, for God? And are you allowing God actually to live on the inside? Or are we just always trying to please God by doing good works? There's nothing wrong with good works when they're motivated by God's love, but they don't make God love us anymore. They don't justify us before God. That is done through Jesus Christ. And so this morning, we want God to live in us, not external to us. When we start talking about kingdoms, kingdoms are those places where there is an authority, where there is a system that is particular or peculiar to that place. And we see that in our past, as a nation, we have taken many kingdoms, haven't we? We've taken them. And as we see at the moment, there are kingdoms fighting kingdoms as they battle for authority and for their own culture to be extended into these other countries. Usually, the strongest nation wins. The kingdom of heaven is different than that. The kingdom of heaven lives in us, it's revealed by the Holy Spirit, and it's powerful when it's unleashed in our lives. And that's why we have to keep going back to those dreams. Because we need to dream that we can be different. We need to dream that God can make a difference. We need to dream that the things that we are battling with can be overcome. And when the Holy Spirit is unleashed in our lives, it's powerful. It overcomes all these things. We begin to see the world from a different perspective. God's perspective is different from ours. And by the working of the Holy Spirit, we are changed to become more like Him, and we begin to display the kingdom of God. We can't help it. When God's working in you, others can see it. You know, when I'm looking at you, when I'm looking at people, I'm always looking for evidence of God working in you. And sometimes you won't know that God is actually displaying Himself through you, but He does. And I can see when God is working in your lives because you are different. And God wants the kingdom of heaven that is in us to be displayed to those around us. It's a very, very powerful testimony to those around us. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, "And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." We talk about being changed from glory unto glory. God wants to place his glory in our lives, but he wants us to become more like him. So he's changing us all the time from one state of glory to another state of glory to another state of glory. He never stops working in our lives. What a great thought that is, that from the moment we are born again, God's intention is to work in us all the time. He works us to make us more like him in character, in power, that is in the way that we live, in love and in grace. He does this by dealing with the stuff that's on the inside. And only you know what's going on inside of you. Others can have a guess. God knows what's going on inside, but you do as well. And that's the stuff that God wants to deal with. I'm just going to have a drink. He wants to do that because he wants to set us free. He wants to complete us. He wants to work in us. He wants to take our lives that were broken and desperate and separated from him. And he wants us to experience his fullness of his love, his grace, his joy, his freedom, his forgiveness. He wants us to live in a different place. That's just an amazing thing. And what a great gift it is to each of us. We talk about our relationship with God as being personal. We get to know him. We develop a trust in him and allow him into our heart. So many Christians stop allowing God into their heart because they think that he's finished with us. We talk about God dealing with the impossible, but this is the kingdom of God where the impossible becomes possible. So as you were thinking about the things that maybe you can't deal with, that are impossible for you, God says, but with me it's possible. With me, our circumstances, our situations, our past can all be resolved. It can all be dealt with as we put our trust in him. So often we think that we can never, ever be changed, but we've got a dream. We've got a dream in God. We've got to see that God can do the things that we can't do. And I've often said, and I've just repeated it, that sometimes we reach a point in our Christian walk where we think that our current status is as good as it gets, and we learn to live with who we are. We place a limit on what we believe God will do. If that's you this morning, I want you to open the door a little bit and let God in. I want you to begin to dream about the things that the Word says about this. They do apply to each of us. They do apply to you. It's not for everybody else. It's for you as well. So often we will come through those doors and everybody seems to have their life sorted out. Well, I can tell you that everybody comes through those doors thinking that, not just you. And so we can say, well, God's blessing everybody else, but not me. He's missing me out. I'm a different case. No, you're not. We're all the same before God, and we've got to allow him to work in us. He's interested in you this morning. He always wants to bring us to completion. That's what the Word says. He never stops working. He never stops working. But sometimes we stop him working in our lives. We close the door and don't let him in.
if you come on a Tuesday morning, we've got a little table over there, somewhere over there where there's a jigsaw going on. Have you ever tried to do them? No. Not my favourite task, I've got to say. But I was reading a while ago about there's something called the impossible jigsaw, which is just all one colour. It's got no straight edges, no pattern to work from, and got a lot of blanks. Not a lot to go with there. The only way to complete them is piece by piece, with a lot of patience. And I've written down, not for the faint-hearted or the impatient. The impossible jigsaw. And it just reminds me of when we come to God, we are almost like that impossible jigsaw. We come broken in many pieces and incomplete. And we need help from a God who is loving and caring and patiently puts our lives together in the right shape that fits us. So often we can look at somebody else's jigsaw and think it's better than ours. But God has got plans for each of us. He loves us as an individual, and he recreates us in how he created us. He takes us to that place where we are complete in him. Our own shape, our own personality, our own calling in God, our own fullness in him. God is always working in us to create this thing. Each time a piece is put in, it begins to change us, begins to make us more glorious, displaying the kingdom of heaven. Just like a jigsaw, a piece at a time, step by step. And that's where the faith comes in, that's where the journey comes in, that's where resilience comes in, because we always want what God has got for us, but we want it now. We want to be completed now. But God has got a plan and a purpose, and he's got a time scale that he's working to, and we've got to trust God to do that. And we can very often look at ourselves and be disappointed because we're not where we think we should be. But we've got to trust God's journey. We've got to trust his timing and what he is doing in us. A jigsaw is an inanimate object, and it can't resist. If you're doing an impossible jigsaw, I'm sure you'll think it is resisting, that it's got a mind of its own, that the thing or half the things are missing that should be there. But we are not an inanimate object. God needs our cooperation to put us together again. The kingdom of heaven doesn't force itself into our hearts. It doesn't impose itself on our behavior, but it works through us trusting God to do the work in us, to do the things that need to be done, to put us together piece by piece. Some pieces fit together very quickly. And some pieces in our lives are easily handed over to God. Yeah, you can have that. You can have that bit. You can take that. You can deal with that. But there comes a point when maybe some things that God is trying to deal with, some of the pieces that he's trying to put into place, are too painful to visit. And God has to be patient and gentle and allow us the time to work with him at our pace as well as his pace. When we are ready, the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth, that the loving Father who wants to put us together really cares and is interested in us, and he will not cause us any pain. He will not cause us any harm. He will just gently deal with the stuff that's going on inside of us. When we are prompted by the Holy Spirit about the pieces in our lives that he wants to deal with, we have to learn to open up to him and allow him to put things right. And I was just thinking this morning that I suppose that there have been times in my life where I've closed the door to God, where I've not wanted to deal with stuff because I didn't. I didn't want anybody interfering with who I was. And so we have those times when we make God distant,
And there's been times in my life when I've not wanted to come to church. I didn't want to face the challenge of the Holy Spirit. I didn't want him poking into my life and prompting me and revealing the things that were in me that needed dealing with. There are times when this has been a sanctuary, when it's the only place I've felt secure and loved and cared for. And I'm sure most of us have been through those kind of thoughts. But we are safe in his hands. He will do us no harm. But we've got to learn that. That's why we have a relationship with him, where we learn to trust what he's doing. It says this in Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. What a great verse that is. He is humble in heart, he is gentle. As he deals with us, he's gentle. And as we begin to allow him to work, we will find rest for our souls. The Bible is a constant reminder to us of God breaking into our world and bringing completeness, fixing the separation that we had from God. That's the Bible's telling us that all the time. We've been given this supernatural resource that brings peace, joy, and hope into our lives. What a great gift from God. The challenge of our relationship with God is really about, do we trust him? And are we prepared to allow him to work in our lives to fix our pieces together? That's always the challenge. The challenge isn't whether God can do it. The challenge isn't whether God wants to do it. The challenge is, are we going to allow him to do it? John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. This is what God came to do. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. That's why Jesus came. He wanted to deal with the stuff of life. He wanted to deal with the sin that was within us and set us free, that we might have life and have it to the full. Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. This is the letting him in bit. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart. I want to come in. Are you going to invite me in? You know what it's like when you get a doorbell ring at about 5 o'clock, you go, what are they selling? Straight away we know, don't we? Do I really want them in? No, I don't. But Jesus comes that he might bring us that peace and that joy and that hope to our lives. Are you going to let him in? That's your decision. He wants to come in, but you've got to let him in. You've got to have that trust. You've got to have that relationship with him where you allow him into your heart and into your life. John 17:20. I'm reading this from a different version. This is the New Living Translation. I am praying not only for these disciples, that was the disciples that Jesus was around with at the time, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. That's us. I pray that they will be one, just as I and you are one, as you are in me. Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe that you sent me. His heart is to live in you, is to be part of who you are, is to be a critical part of our daily living. That's what he wants. He wants us to be in this place where, just as the Father and the Son are one, he wants us to be one with them as well. It says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's laid everything down for us that we might live a new and different and kingdom life. We must want him living in us to bring us to completion and willingly submit to him. As he resides in us, as he lives in us, we learn to trust him and let him challenge us, fix us, equip us to live an example of the kingdom of heaven on earth. There's always a challenge when we listen to the word of God, isn't there? That's what it does. It's like a two-edged sword. It cuts us. If you're feeling like you're struggling with God, or believe that God has finished with you, or you've lost your dream, or the child in you, then you need an encounter with God this morning. You've got to open the door of your heart and let him in. You've got to trust him. You've got to give him opportunity to do something in your heart. So I'm going to pray now.